This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Gold can certainly play a part in bulletproofing your portfolio, but it shouldn't be the end-all be-all. That said, there are plenty of so-called gold bugs out there hoarding sizable chunks of the precious metal, actual gold, not just gold-related funds. New York Times Wealth Matters columnist Paul Sullivan has that story.
When you think vault filled with gold, you might imagine Fort Knox, or maybe Gringotts Wizarding Bank from Harry Potter.
Vault 687.
Dark and mysterious.
Lamp, please.
With elaborate locks.
Key, please.
The reality is a lot less glamorous.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
My gold vault journey started in a rather plain office in a rather plain building in Midtown Manhattan.
Paul, Sullivan, S-U-L-L.
I had to hand over my wallet, jacket, cell phone, and my recording equipment. So you just have to take my word for what happened next. An elevator took us down to a sub-basement room. The vault itself was basically a cement box the size of a single-car garage. Imagine fluorescent lights, sheetrock walls, and gray metal shelves. On some, bags of gold coins. On others, single layers of gold bars the size of an iPhone. There was about $4 billion worth of gold around us, but it would all have fit in the back of any old SUV. Somehow, it was all a bit underwhelming until I picked up one of the bars. That's something. Dan Tapiero felt it too.
The first thing I was taken with was, wow, it's kind of cool. I didn't realize it was this shiny, this heavy.
Tapiero owns a gold investment company that stores some gold here. I talked to him in an unused vault on another floor.
I get it, meaning I get why it's been a powerful store of value for 5,000 years, because it's something that's rare, something that looks great, something that, you know, protects your savings.
Protecting savings was on Tapiero's mind after the 2008 global financial meltdown.
I thought, okay, what can I own that is not reliant upon this commercial banking system? And what can be held outside the system? And what can I do in enough size that it matters to me?
Tapiero's answer? Gold. He could have bought gold futures or stock in a mining company, but he wanted more than just a number flashing on a screen. He wanted the real thing. Tapiero's been a hedge fund manager for 20 years, so he knows people who know gold.
And I said, hey, you know, I'd like to buy a certain amount of physical gold. Can you do it for me? And my saleswoman said, well, you know, Dan, our limit is $20 million.
That's a $20 million minimum. Even for a hedge fund guy, that was a lot to spend. So he decided he'd create a company that would sell physical gold to the little guy. Well, not that little. Gold Bullion International's clients have a net worth anywhere from a couple hundred thousand to $25 million. And Tapiero got in the market at a great time. Since GBI started in 2009, gold's gone from about $900 an ounce to a high of $1,900 an ounce last summer. Tapiero believes it could go as high as $2,300 an ounce. He says there's a huge demand from emerging markets like China and India.
There's been a wealth transfer from Europe to the emerging world, which is what you would think would happen given the European crisis.
Lisa Shallet is a chief investment officer at Merrill Lynch's Wealth Management Group, which works with GBI. She says right now, people are worried about inflation, which drives down the value of currencies. That makes gold like an insurance policy.
So when the market believes that inflation is going to go up in the future, the price of gold tends to go up. Similarly, when they think that the value of the U.S. dollar is going to go down, the price of gold goes up.
Gold's a good hedge, in other words. But Shallet says investors shouldn't expect it to act like stocks or bonds.
Gold, like other precious metals, are somewhat unique in that they're kind of coveted for their store of wealth, but they actually don't create wealth. And it's simply the supply and demand for gold itself that kind of creates its own market.
Shallet says Merrill Lynch recommends clients who can afford to put 3 to 5% of their assets in the shiny stuff. Today, a quarter of Dan Tapiero's net worth is in gold. At that rate, you could mistake him for a gold bug. One of those people hoarding gold coins and canned food in case of the apocalypse. That's not how he sees it.
It'll be good to have physical gold if everything happens except the end of the world.
In which case, it probably won't matter much if the vault is not quite as glamorous as the ones in the movies. I'm Paul Sullivan for Marketplace.